Good evening, sports fans, Hawkeye fans, and others that like to follow politics as well. I am Hank Jones. You're listening to Hank Jones Poly Sports here on Global Patriot Radio, where politics and sports too often collide, as it has this week in a weird sort of way. So we're here several times a week on Global Patriot Radio. Find us at blogtalkradio.com starting Mondays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, the Vito Esposito Show featuring Vito and Big Al, Mamma Mia No Sharia. And then Wednesdays, it's me, Hank Jones, with Hank Jones Poly Sports, usually going at 6 p.m. Eastern. I was on a paddle today out at Cape Canaveral area, so I had to delay it a half hour. And so, if you'll remember, as I said weekly, Barack Obama orchestrated or covered up the circumstances of the death of Tafari Campbell. Changed my mind. Starting next week, of course, because today I'm not talking about that. And then Saturday nights, of course, we are back with Minister Usama Dakduk and the beautiful Christy, 10 p.m. Eastern time to midnight, revealing the truth about Islam. Yeah, so in fact, being at the coast today kind of made me realize the whole debacle with Obama's chef and that paddleboard incident. But anyway, we do have one internet laughy today from the Babylon Bee. For those of you who remember the movie 2001 A Space Odyssey, this one, HAL 9000 refuses to open pod bay door after determining Dave Bowman is a white male. How true. Last week's losses that I deem significant, none. Maybe I'll cover them next week. This week, the integrity of college football took a hit. It's not dead yet, but it's basically on life support. And don't forget, if you're praying for or you're not praying for yet, either way, please continue to pray for Felicia Goodson and family, diagnosed with cancer just over a year ago and is undergoing her treatment. I think she may have wrapped it up, but continue to pray for her. Okay, one quick story. Bruceland Jenner has taken a stand, believe it or not, on New York's stuff. He backs New York's ban, New York County's ban on trans women competing on women's sports teams and in women's sports. Good for him. As he put it, trans women are competing against real women, taking valuable opportunities for the long protected class under Title IX and causing physical harm. Can't argue with that. Cannot argue with that. And he said in a post on X, formerly known as Twitter, he felt compelled to speak out about the issue as a trans woman to show that, quote, it's biology. It is not about exclusion or not being tolerant. Good for him. It's a mental disease. And think about that. A trans woman who says biological men should not compete in female sports. Good for him. Okay. Let's get right to it. Iowa offensive tackle that never was. He was an Iowa student apparently for a little while, but he's not, I assume he's not now, but maybe he's going to finish out the semester. I don't know. I don't care. Caden Proctor out of Southeast Polk High School in Iowa. If you remember, he originally committed to the Iowa Hawkeyes back in 2021, his home state school. He was going to be playing with former teammate Xavier Wampa, who was an Iowa star defensive back. And just before early signing day in 2022 for the 2023 class, he told the Iowa coaching staff he was going to Alabama instead. Now, never mind the fact that he left them hanging at that time, but whatever. So the Iowa staff continued to be supportive of him. He had some tough games at Bama, and at least one Iowa coach reached out and said, hey, you know, stay positive. It's going to be all right. We're proud of you, regardless. He told media, well, let's move forward. So he did well eventually at Bama. He was all SEC and All-America freshman teams. He did grade out as one of their best, if not their best, linemen in the latter half of their season or latter part of their season. They even won the SEC championship game over Georgia to make the college football playoff over an undefeated Florida State team. And you see where that snowball went. Florida State had 42 players opt out of their bowl game and or transfer. Their work with the college football playoff committee basically told them that their season meant nothing, that an injury to their quarterback was the bottom line. Caden Proctor and the Alabama Crimson Tide were one of the teams that benefited from that. They still had a loss during the season, but somehow they became a better team. Never mind that the Georgia team they played had injury issues of its own. So Nick Saban retired after the college football playoff, sudden announcement. And as a consequence, several players left, including Caden Proctor, announced that he was entering the transfer portal. In January, he committed to the Iowa Hawkeyes. And he told media it was, quote, easy, unquote, to pick Iowa as his transfer destination from Alabama. He maintained, he said, a great relationship with the coaching staff. They supported him when he was having tough times at Bama, and they stuck with him. That, of course, resulted in Iowa self-reporting a level 3 tampering violation. Yeah, I'm feeling the love there, I got to tell you. He told media, Iowa is home. He grew up in Iowa, after all, and the home state coaching staff stuck with him. Iowa may be home, but apparently the bank is in Alabama, obviously. So Caden Proctor announced yesterday, or it was announced, where there were rumblings, that Caden Proctor was going to reenter the transfer portal. And speculation was that he was going back to Alabama. So yeah, Iowa may be home, but the bank is in Alabama. It would be foolish to think it wasn't about a healthy bump in NIL money. The fact he went on spring break with former Bama teammates was certainly ominous in retrospect. And of course, I'm sure Bama hasn't promised him anything and that there was no semblance of tampering. He did receive an NIL deal, name, image, and likeness deal, from the Swarm Incorporated. It's the sort of corporate side of the Swarm, which is Iowa's nonprofit NIL collective. Now, according to the Swarm CEO, Brad Heinrichs, Proctor had received very little of the money as yet. This was not, again, this was not like volunteering money and goodwill money. It was sponsorship money from corporate. Basically, Iowa 80 Truck Stop, the Moon family, those folks, the big donors. Brad Heinrichs also stated flatly that Caden Proctor wasn't receiving one more penny. But this points up a problem with NIL, collectives, et cetera. According to Brad Heinrichs, and I have no reason to doubt him, middle class, to put that in quotes, middle class donor money isn't used for regular NIL deals, but for the volunteer projects of all the regular players. Yes, I have a hard time with a healthy dose of laughter believing Caden Proctor would have donated 1 minute of his time to anything we regular folks might call charitable. But the sad thing is, this has already caused people to call the Swarm to announce they were going to stop donating. Now, Brad has said, please understand that that type of money wasn't what was going to Caden Proctor. This was corporate donor money, so to speak, the corporate side of the Swarm. Seriously, a piece of shit like Caden Proctor caused this. Not the Swarm, not Brad Heinrichs, not Kirk Ferentz or his staff. Caden Proctor. That's it. There were podcasts yesterday, Fast and Furious, Corey Breda from Hawkeye of the Storm being one of them. Actually, he appeared on the Voice of College Football podcast. And Corey apparently has some connection with some folks that are close to to Caden Proctor. And at that point, he hadn't heard anything at the time that they did the cast. So this morning on SiriusXM College Sports, Danny Cannell and Chris Spitola were incredulous about this whole announcement. they rightly pointed out that recent court rulings only serve to embolden this kind of behavior from young adults, a.k.a. college kids. They also speculated that this could eventually lead to things like mid-season transfers or even teams in the college football playoff going after players from other schools right before college football playoff time. And I don't think they're wrong. We may well see just that until this is somehow reined in. University of Washington head coach Kalen DeBoer, Bama's new head coach, after the retirement of Nick Saban, a.k.a. Nick Satan, Kalen DeBoer will not be coaching in the Big Ten with Washington's entry into the league. Now, look, Ohio State is often questionable. Former Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh was, and probably still is, downright sleazy. And I'm guessing the folks from Oregon, USC, and UCLA won't be much better. Then again, former UCLA head coach Chip Kelly left UCLA to take an offensive coordinator position at Ohio State. Nick Saban, who cited Bama player attitudes after their loss to Michigan in the college football playoff semifinal, he cited player attitudes as part of his sudden retirement. He appeared on Ted Cruz's podcast or was featured on it or talked about some hearing in, or some committee hearings in D.C. also about the state of college athletics. But Nick Satan isn't immune from criticism. Caden Proctor, after all, wasn't even the first five-star recruit from the state of Iowa that Saban and Bama poached from the Hawkeyes. There was also Ross Pierschbacher. And Pierschbacher occurred before NIL, the whole NIL mess. But Nick Saban goes before Senate or congressional committees lamenting the state of college athletics. Good God, he was a huge part of the problem. Now, Ted Cruz, for his part, pointed out that the very last thing college athletics needs is government intervention. Good for him, because he's right. But unless and until the courts use a bit of reason in deciding some of these cases, Congress is doing nothing, by the way, and the NCAA, don't get me started on that one. The NCAA is useless. It has been for quite some time. That they couldn't spot academic fraud at North Carolina, allowed itself to be compromised in its investigation of University of Miami football, and intentionally half-assed pursuing improprieties at Notre Dame. That all told us that. Now, I want to thank T. Bodie, by the way, for the info on the Cruz podcast and Saban's involvement with Cruz and some of the gang. Gang is in that kind of gang, organized crime or whatever, in Congress. He gave me a link to a Spotify podcast, and I am going to try and access it. Now, interesting enough, most are speculating that Caden Proctor's mommy had much to do and say in all this, and that she is collecting a nice windfall. Others have said she has a gambling issue. In that vein, given Caden Proctor showing up at both men's and women's Iowa basketball games, maybe the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission needs to check his gambling activity. Good for the goose, good for the gander. I mean, we lost players because of it. One who self-reported and cooperated and bet $10 on Iowa women's basketball and lost his final year of his college career. Of course, since he's headed back to Bama, the NCAA would do nothing anyway. And it's not like Bama would self-report. The NCAA would, of course, punish the Iowa Hawkeyes instead, probably saying they didn't control him. Now, Danny Cannell and Chris Spitola also pondered whether Kirk Ferentz would or would not call Kalen DeBoer. Now, it would serve no purpose, of course, and Kirk Ferentz has way more class than that. Kirk Ferentz's only real statement thus far was to confirm Proctor Scope's decision and that the Iowa staff wished him well in his future. To his credit, because I'd have staff, players, and anyone else available changing the locks on the kid's residence, packing his shit, and making sure he gets no flat tires or has any car problems on his way out of town. I got to believe there'd be at least a couple dozen eggs launched at the kid's car, but that's just me. Now, speaking of the players, Iowa defensive back Xavier Nwapa, Proctor's former high school teammate, and was supportive when he committed to Alabama initially. Well, he's tweeted out exactly one word about all this. Damn. That's it. Now, the sad thing is they're supposed to be friends. Yes, the rules, such as they are, allow Caden Proctor's scope to do this. But he's dumping on his friends and his teammates for a second time. And if you'll remember, when he committed to Alabama, he made some statements that weren't real kind to the Hawkeye program or the people. He said, one statement he made was that he wanted to be challenged at Alabama, didn't want to come into Iowa City already being the best player on the team. I'll tell you what, X, Xavier Wampa, known as X, as well as Cooper DeJean, Jay Higgins, and Nick Jackson, among others, beers. Look, Caden Proctor, you might have been the best offensive lineman, but you would, team-wide and team-wise, win the awards for absolutely worst teammate and biggest piece of shit in a landslide. A fucking landslide. What you have done to your teammates basically said is that your word's not good. That in 2 months, basically, you couldn't somehow fit in. You couldn't be a part of the thing. He apparently wasn't going to workouts, weightlifting, or anything like that. Yeah, you dumped on your teammates. By the way, I want to welcome Indy Hawk KB to the chat room, as well as media, a.k.a. Snowman James, and Bringing It Boye. Indy Hawk points out, fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through college. Also, Sue from New Mexico and my big sister are on the phones listening in. So if you can remember, you can listen by coming in online, just listening anonymously. Or you can come into the chat room, get an account, comment in the chat room. Or you can listen via phone. 319-527-6706. So something else to think about. Possible recruits, and probably other players, had to watch as Proctor scope went to the front of the line for NIL. One player, who was also very highly rated, offensive lineman named Trevor Lauk, even changed his jersey number to accommodate this piece of shit. An ESPN article noted that the player who got first-team reps at left tackle during Bama's spring practice period. They noted who the player was. Wonder how that kid is feeling. Kind of wonder if he wonders himself where he can find a spot elsewhere now. I certainly hope he is. The irony would certainly be rich indeed. Do I want bad or ill will for Caden Proctor? I'll say this. I ain't rooting for him. I am not rooting for him. But do I want him injured or hurt? Of course not. After all, he's going to be supporting his mother and his posse for years to come. But I definitely wish for Bama to miss the college football playoff. And I pray fervently for all kinds of misfortune for that program, maybe some violations of some kind. And frankly, when Coach Nick Satan said the way his players acted after their loss to Michigan in the semifinal, I had to sort of laugh. One thing he said was, you win with class, you lose with class. When in God's name did Nick Satan suddenly become the paragon or even a representative of the term class? I'll tell you, never. Kalen DeBoer has obviously entered that sphere now. So wear it, you jackwagon. Sort of a last thing. Now, I know the players go to the Children's Hospital and, we do the Iowa wave. What kind of tone does a guy like this set for that? Now, look, I know they're not sitting here reading the recruiting news. They're not, interacting with the players other than the players coming to visit them. And they've had a lot more on their minds, mainly their families. Like, this is a sick child in a hospital. Not a kid that gets to go out and play every day or play football or whatever. You know, they have that kid captain every week. Usually it's a kid who has recovered after having been at the hospital. And Kirk Ferentz talked about some of his family history of the Wave. He had a grandchild, his son Brian, former offensive coordinator, who was dismissed this year. They had a child who had, I don't remember the exact illness or what it was. Might have been premature birth. I literally don't remember, but they went through all kinds of stuff with that. And they eventually, they lost their grandchild. Brian and his wife lost their child. I can't tell you what hell that is on parents. I can't tell you what hell it is on grandparents. I can only tell you that I've seen it with my own parents. Almost 2.5 years worth of my brother in a coma. How my parents came through that, I will never know. How I was blessed to have such great parents, only God knows that. But I mean, is this the kind of kid we would have wanted visiting these children in the hospital? I'm pretty sure not. I don't care that maybe he didn't like the way things were going with the program or that it wasn't what he thought it was going to be. Then don't say you're coming home. Don't say you had a good relationship with the staff. Now, a lot of people are saying that he intentionally played Iowa. He did it to get more NIL money from Alabama. There's an easy way to do that. Just tell them you're thinking of transferring and they'll probably pony up. So I kind of find it hard to believe that he planned it all along. If he did, Dante could tell you about some special places that he'd be facing. But look at the example he has set. I mean, I'm sorry. If Alabama has a children's hospital, I don't know if they do. I don't care. It's Alabama. It's not Iowa. So I don't follow them beyond, you know, their scores on Saturday. But, I mean, is this the kind of kid, kind of college student, kind of athlete you want walking into the hospital to visit your kid? A selfish, mercenary, egotistical, immoral, unethical piece of crap like this? I know that over the years, Kirk Ferentz has dismissed players. He's had players that he ended up not recruiting or not offering. He's also had some bad apples over the years. And he's made changes when that happens. You know, he's got to be wondering. The team has to be wondering. The coaches have to be wondering, what in the hell? We really put ourselves through this a second time. For this guy. I feel for Brad Heinrichs, CEO of the Swarm. I mean, people are coming at him and saying, how could you? Brad Heinrichs didn't make this decision. Brad Heinrichs and the Swarm are informed when a guy gets an offer or a female player, and they contact them to let them know about name, image, and likeness earning opportunities. They probably are at some point aware of the status of the recruit, how good the recruit is, how badly the staff wants him. But Brad Heinrichs did nothing wrong. I know people are saying that, but Brad Heinrichs did nothing wrong. Now, if, you know, he said Caden Proctor received very little of that. Will he return it? Who knows? I also was informed that he was given an apartment. Now, student housing would be, you know, normal. But I mean, if he's given an apartment as part of this, like I said, change the damn locks. I don't know what's in these NIL contracts. Brad Heinrichs did say on Twitter and on KXNO radio this morning that, you know, from the corporate side that there may be an inclination to try to claw some of that back, but he couldn't really say, and I don't think it's his place to say. yet. And let's not call him a victim either. Let's not call Brad Heinrichs a victim. He's in this with his eyes open. He knows what, you know, the how college sports operates. But he's getting unfairly knocked down, I think, a little bit. No, this is on Caden Proctor. A deceitful, immoral, self-serving piece of crap. That's who it's on. You know, I don't know what to say about how NIL is going to go after this. I mean, this is one reason that people simply don't favor it and don't like what's come with it. For a little levity, I'm going to close with this from the Babylon Bee. How to know if your date is transgender. 10 signs to look for. Number one, she picked a restaurant in 5 seconds. Number two, she ordered a ribeye and a Guinness. Nice order, sir. She works as the U.S. Assistant Secretary of Health. Oh, no, your date is Admiral Dr. Richard Levine. Number four, she just wants to chill, smoke cigars, and name obscure running backs. Enjoying a Padron and throwing out names like Tim Biakabatuka isn't any woman's idea of a good time. Number five, her chest is hairier than yours. Number six, she won a gold medal in the women's or in the men's decathlon. Number seven, she tries to seduce you by burping the alphabet. Number eight, she says she has a doctor's appointment on Thursday for a prostate exam. Number nine, she's currently peeing at the urinal next to you. And number 10, she can watch a movie without asking any questions about the plot. If you notice any of the signs listed above, it is a near guarantee that you're on a date with a dude. Politely excuse yourself, leave the restaurant, and pretend like this date never happened. Just like Iowa fans, we should pretend that Caden Proctor never happened. And that's it, folks. Before I go, just remember, Barack Obama orchestrated and or covered up the circumstances of the personal chef, Tafari Campbell. Change my mind. I want to thank Sue from New Mexico, my big sister, for being on the phones. Boy the Alaskan joining in, bringing in Boye, Indy Hawk, and Snowman James, a.k.a. Duck Northwest Media, for being here. Sorry for this short rant, but I just couldn't do it any more than that. So, folks, have a great rest of your week. Have a good weekend. Be safe, and we will be back next week, hopefully with less of a rant. Good night, folks.